This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, August 5th. God's word for you today is the objective. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua 1 verse 8, and it says, "Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do." Luke 9 verse 14 to 15 says, "For there were about 5,000 men there. Jesus replied, 'Tell them to sit down in groups of about 50 each.' So the people all sat down." It is important to note that the Jewish culture counts men as households. So when the Bible records 5,000 men, scholars put the number at about 15,000 to 20,000 people conservatively. A man will have one or two wives that will have one or two children, but sometimes they can have seven children. But let us keep it at a family of four. Luke 9 verse 16 says, "Jesus took the five loaves and two fish, looked up towards heaven, and blessed them." I pray that Jesus will bless your creative fruit and cause it to multiply in the mighty name of Jesus. Luke 9 verse 16 to 17 says, "Then breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread and fish to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterwards the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers." I hope you have experienced addition in your finances. Some have experienced subtraction, mathematically speaking, and unfortunately, some others have experienced a division in their finances. But will it be okay if you experience multiplication? Will that be fine by you? Honestly, that is very fine by me. What we are about to learn in the next few days will change our lives, so fasten your seatbelt. Jesus shows us in Luke 9 verse 12 to 17 what it will take to multiply. I know some people have issues with financial multiplication. That is their problem. They can keep on embracing poverty. My focus is on you, because you are going to multiply financially in the name of Jesus. Why is financial multiplication important? Obviously, multiplication cuts across, but why are we zeroing in on financial multiplication? The truth is, every form of multiplication that is not preceded by or does not lead to financial or resource multiplication will only lead to frustration. Imagine producing a product that is multiplying and filling your warehouse, but it is not selling. If it is not leading to financial multiplication, something is wrong. Or you have an idea to bring a product to the market, but you do not have the funding to engineer it. It is going to lead to frustration. Or you have produced like seven children with twins on the way, but you are on a 50,000 naira salary. Frustration. Any multiplication that is not preceded by, accompanied by, or leading to financial multiplication will only lead to frustration. Luke 9 verse 13 says, "But Jesus said, 'You feed them.' 'But we have only five loaves of bread and two fish,' they answered. 'Or are you expecting us to go and buy enough food for this whole crowd? All you need for your destiny to be fulfilled is with you already, even right now. All you need to go to that next level, to have that breakthrough, you already have it. Stop waiting to have what someone else has to achieve your dreams. You already have what you need." Let us pray. Father, my heart is open to all that you are pouring into me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.